That was a tough one to lose. We had some opportunities to put the game away. We didn't. We had some missed opportunities. And you can't do that in a beautiful football team. So disappointing. Again, coming close, but can't finish it.
It's 2nd and 5. You get a completion. It looks like they moved the chains there, and then they reset it as 4th and 1. What were you told?
Well, I said I wanted a measurement. He said, no, you don't have to. It's a first down. So he signaled. I saw the first down on the other side, and he signaled to move the chains on our side. And then I asked him when I went to 4th down. I said, you already told me it was a first down. I wanted a measurement. Anyway, that was disappointing.
So he told you it was a first down initially.
I told him I wanted a measurement because I knew it was close. It was, you know, it was inches. And he said, no, it's a first down. And he moved the chains. And then after I saw it was 4th down, I asked him, you already told me it was first down. Didn't say anything. So that was quite disappointing.
Mike, does that, if it's 4th down in that spot as they ruled, even though they told you it's first, and does that change your play call on that final play to Garcon? Does that do anything to affect the sequence in that spot?
Well, anytime you got a sequence of plays, obviously you're not going to call a quick hitch on fourth, you know, or you are going to call on 4th and inches. So, yeah, it did affect our play call.
Mike, on the challenge of the spot on the Giants' last drive?
Yeah, we just couldn't get a replay quick enough, and they were at the line of scrimmage. And we had, you know, different viewpoints from upstairs, and that's why I threw it, because I thought they were going to snap the ball. I thought, you know, we thought they were fumbling it, and you could see very quickly once they went to the replay that it was a catch. So, bad decision.
We didn't see a lot of Alfred in the second half. Any reason for that?
Not particularly. We just didn't have a lot of. We had a number of 3 and outs. I think we had 3 3 and outs and 1 4 or 5 and out, and got a little passing situation at the end.
How disappointing to you were the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties and also Pierre kicking the ball after the play?
Yeah, it was frustration. You can't lose your poise. That was, disappointing. We got some competitors out there, and, you know, Pierre and that, we had an opportunity to get that ball in the end zone, a touchdown, and Pierre got a little upset. And so you got to keep your poise in those situations, and we lost it a couple of times.
Mike, on the punt, obviously, you know, Sav did a good job just getting off the ball, but real frustrating in that situation, you know, to have that happen, obviously.
Well, yeah, I thought he did a heck of a job just getting the punt off. Anytime you roll it like that, you know, it's a bad snap. And, Kyle's been doing a good job for us. For some reason, he didn't make the snap on that play.
Mike, you talked about Alfred Morris and the only of the 11 carries. Could you just talk about, because you had a lot of running by your quarterback, why not run maybe your running back who has been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks more? Was there something strategically wise that sort of precipitated that? It seemed like they went away from him a little bit there.
Well, when you had 11 carries, I believe, in the first half, and you're averaging about 1.5 yards a carry, that's one reason why you probably go away from it a little bit more.
I'm sorry.
To follow up on that, our team, he hadn't had a lot of production and therefore carries since halftime of the Philadelphia game. Our team's now defending you guys a little bit differently because they know that's your bread and butter?
Yeah, people are going to try to do what they can do to stop a running game, and sometimes they'll key on the running back, sometimes the fullback, sometimes the quarterback. But either way, we've got to be more effective.
Mike, as effective as Robert was, the offense seemed to be in such a good rhythm, you know, starting out. Were you thinking, okay, this is the game where we can keep it going, and it just didn't happen?
Yeah, I was disappointed. We had a couple good drives in there, and you got to maintain. And you can't stop yourselves. We had some penalties. We had some drop balls. We had a couple missed assignments. And you couple all those things, and that's how you lose a football game.
Obviously.
You're talking about, again, back to Alfred. You said he had only run for like a yard per carry. I mean, coaches always say good running backs like him, they're going to pop one. How do you get him to that point where he works up a lather and then pops one if you go away from him, I guess what I'm asking?
Well, that has to do with third downs. When you don't get the opportunity to have a bunch of plays in that second half like we didn't, you don't have the opportunity to run that many plays. We've talked about this a number of times, that you got to make third downs. We didn't make many in that second half. I think in the first drive, even though we went 50-some yards, I think we had 30 yards in penalties. and then you get a couple, three plays and out, and there's a couple situations where you have some penalties in your long yardage situation, you're trying to get first down. So that's why you don't get the number of carries.
Obviously, Mike, this season hasn't gone as well as you thought it would, but is there a special sting or a different feeling when you get knocked out of playoff contention on the first day of December?
Yeah, it's always disappointing. I mean, that's what you're playing for. You know, there's one reason you play this game, and that's to get to the playoffs, because it gives you an opportunity to reach your goal. And when you're out of it, yeah, it's very disappointing. And now you find out, you know, how guys step up and they play the remainder of the season. And you don't like to play for pride, but sometimes that's the card that's dealt, and that's where we're at right now. And we'll see which guys step up and play at a high level with the remaining games.
Mike. How do you keep Robert's morale up at this point after so many losses in a row, specifically him?
Specifically him. It's not one guy specifically. It's everybody on your football team. You know, this is not about one guy. It's about a team. And so everybody's disappointed. And you try to work to win a football game, and that's what we'll try to do.
An update on Jordan?
Yeah, before the game, had a headache. And once he had a headache in pregame, you know, we could not go in that direction.
Any idea how severe?
No, you know, he'll go through the tests again, a concussion. And, you know, we'll find out here in the next couple days exactly where he's at.
Earlier this year in the Chicago game, is that even more of a different protocol than a normal one, or is it pretty much the same one that he'll have to go through?
You know, I'm not positive at this point. I'll check with the doctors and find out.
Read, Mike?
That's
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, read
down. Oh, I'm sorry. I put you in. Okay.
Along those same lines, D'Angelo left with the hip late.
Yeah, just had a sore hip. Yeah, right now I'm not sure exactly how bad it is, but he was sort of missed a couple plays, which he doesn't do. So hopefully, you know, he'll be back, but I don't know for sure.
London also got banged up.
Late. Yeah, had an ankle in there. He looked like he sprained it pretty good. How bad? I can't tell you at this time. Again, it'll take a couple days to figure out exactly where he's at.
Thank